This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, over the last week, I had an opportunity to do some stuff for the TV show, and one of my sponsors, they have this very unique product, and you hear the ad here all the time, MechTech. It takes the takes your pistol lower and turns it into a carbine, a legitimate carbine. But one of the questions I was asked is, okay, you've made this a legitimate carbine. What do people actually do with these? Which I didn't know the answer to that. So on the TV show, which that episode has not aired yet, although I have put up a video on YouTube, I decided to get some help with that. Joining me today to discuss all of the stuff that I got help with is the general sales manager at MechTech, and this is Mark Allred. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi there. Good to be on with you again.
You're becoming a regular media mogul, aren't you? I mean, your media sense has got to be increasing as time goes on here.
If you mean by mogul, I'm taking my lumps. Yep.
Who's giving you lumps?
Nobody should be
giving you any lumps. You're doing just fine.
We're our sales have been really good, and our supply chain is working hard to keep up, and customers have been great.
So, for some people, they would look at the CCU, the carbine conversion unit. And for some people, that's sort of a novelty. It takes a pistol out of the running and turns it into a long gun with all of the things that come along with a long gun, you know, all the perks and everything, the increased accuracy, the increased range, and that kind of stuff. But there are plenty of people that take these and use these for very serious purposes, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. We have people hunting with them, serious pistol carbine competition users. We even have law enforcement using them. And some of those Leos are using them on SWAT teams as their entry weapon.
Really? Well, that makes sense, though, because they want to use some sub-caliber, right?
Yeah. Well, it means that they have one set of magazines and ammo for their handgun and their entry weapon. They get better accuracy and more power out of their 9mm ammo, which is what most are using these days. And they don't have to worry about the over-penetration of a 223 rounds. And so, and we have other guys that have sent us in pictures that show them just using them. That's their rifle or their long gun that they carry in the squad car. Hunters are using them for hogs and deer. Mostly are 10mm. Some are 45 ACP, but on the 1911 side, 460 Roland's a kind of a popular hunting round. And I've had a couple of guys telling me they're taking deer out to 150 yards with their 10mm unit.
That is the biggest question I was being asked. I was being asked by a lot of people, well, how far of a range? Now, we talked about what 10 millimeter can do. Do we know, do you have any data on what 9 millimeter can do?
Oh, yeah. 9 millimeter, depending on your bullet weight and powder load, that you're going to get anywhere from about, according to the charts I've looked at, 90 to 190 or almost a little over 200 feet per second increase in muzzle velocity. I saw one YouTube video by a group that was shooting somebody else's 16-inch carbine, but 16-inch barrel was kind of a 16-inch barrel. They were hitting, with a 9-millimeter, they were hitting ballistic gelatin at 440 yards with a hollow point and still getting some expansion, which is pretty good for a little 9-millimeter.
Yeah, you would think at 300 yards, 200 yards, it's still got a little bit of oomph to it, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, the other thing I saw, though, you sent me some video of somebody with a 10 millimeter, and I had not, to me, taking this and mounting a red dot on it, I ran this one with a red dot for a little bit. I had to swap the red dot to something else because I only have one spare one. And but the red dot seemed to be, to me, the natural thing to put it on, but there's lots of guys out there that are running the biggest optic that they can force onto the top of that, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got, from what I hear, we have a fair number of users that are putting rifle scopes on them, anywhere from, you know, 4 power to 16 power, like the guy that you're referring to. He had a big night force scope on there for that 10 mil. But he needed it to see that dong at 480 yards.
Yeah, let's give that guy his due. Mark was kind enough to send me some video of a guy named Clint Walker who had taken a Springfield XD 10 millimeter and mated it to his MechTech CCU and was hitting a 500-yard target, banging the gong constantly with it. And the optic on it, when I saw that, I was like, oh, wow, okay.
It almost overpowered the CCU, didn't it?
It does. And, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, the CCU is such a small unit as far as the overall size it's taken. It's not like it's a gigantic apparatus. It's quite small. And when I start hearing 500 shots going bang and ding and bang and ding, I'm just thinking, well, that's really quite interesting. I sort of envy Mr. Walker, his thought process that went through that. Did he know it would do that before he decided to give that shot?
Oh, I'm sure he had checked it out, and he had to have. He obviously had already sighted in the scope, but I think Clint has been around the firearm industry long enough. I think he had probably a reasonably good idea about the ballistic increases a 10 millimeter was going to get in a 16-inch barrel. So he didn't walk into that as a novice by any means.
Yeah.
But still, like you say, to see him bringing a 18-inch gong at 480 yards on every shot, and he was talking about the wind, having to compensate for some wind downrange. It was pretty impressive.
Not only was the target 500 yards downrange, it was elevated from where his position, right?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, we're coming up on the first break. The MechTech, for those of you who are out there right now and you're looking around and you're saying to yourself, these carbines, they're just too much money right now. You can have, if you have a Glock or if you have a Springfield XD or if you have a 1911, you can get one of these and mate it to that. It'll be delivered directly to your door. There is no FFL because it's a gun accessory. And you have got a serious piece of hardware on your hands when you go that route. We're going to continue talking about this because I've made a few discoveries and I want to share them. Talking to Mark Allred from MechTech, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
AZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Mark Allred. He is the general sales manager at, or general manager at MechTech. And I've always liked the MechTech units and everything, but I was a little bit unaware of how seriously these things are used. Have you had one break yet?
Yeah, occasionally they'll develop an issue. We don't see that very often. They don't really break as much as finally wear out. They're kind of built like a tank, as you know.
Well, they're very simple. I mean, the bolt doesn't lock open or anything else. It doesn't have a safety. You pull back the bolt, you charge it, and it's ready to go.
Right.
Pretty simple mechanism, but it is built like a tank. How many rounds can somebody expect to get through one of those before it does finally say, "Well, had a good run"?
I don't know that the company's ever done that long of a test on them. We've been selling them since 1999, and we rarely get calls for new recoil springs because they've just worn out. The guys that tend to use them in competitions regularly, and we've got some competitors using them at least monthly in competitions, at least up until this last COVID year, and so shooting thousands of rounds a year, and sometimes those guys will buy an extra recoil spring or two, but they're not calling to replace them very often. Occasionally we'll see some that get, abused. They didn't get handled very well, and they got dropped, or who knows what happened to them. So on the rare occasion we'll see those. But then maybe somebody's broken an extractor or something along those lines. But otherwise, no, just flat out replacing things from wearing out. We honestly don't have to do that a lot.
Now, I know hunters use these things. How good are they at resisting the elements?
Well, they seem to be pretty good. We had, I'm not sure if it's still on our brochure or not, we had a guy back in Georgia several years ago say that he took his on a canoe trip down one of the rivers back there, and at the end of the day he discovered that there was a lot of water in the bottom of his canoe, and he realized a lot of his gear, including his MechTech, was down there in the water. And he pulled everything out, dried it all off, and the MechTech came through that just fine. Keep a little bit of oil on it, like you should, especially on the bolt channel, like you should any firearm, and they even hold up to rust pretty well. Hunters, we know, I've got a number of calls from guys hunting hogs and deer with them, and one thing I haven't heard from them is that it wasn't holding up to the elements.
So with you got LEO that uses them, you got competitors that use them, mm-hmm. hunters that use them.
Yeah.
Surely, over time, you have had many people come to you and go, "Wow, these CCUs are great. Have you ever thought about building this?" There has to have been some of the most awful temptation for a manufacturer who is successful with, like this particular item that you have, to get out there and expand it. And yet you guys seem to have exercised extreme manufacturing discipline with this.
Well, you know, we get asked about different calibers or other pistols on a fairly regular basis. It's not cheap to develop one of these for a new pistol. We are actually working on that, a model for Smith & Wesson M&P line right now, where I'm hoping to have a prototype of it maybe even by the end of June. But when guys, you know, apparently there's a number of guys out there that like the 9x25 Dillon rounds. But it's not a huge community. So we get questions every once in a while about special calibers. But it just, we can't just make these one-off here and there. It's too expensive. We've got to do too much research and development and then testing, make sure that what we're selling is safe, going to function reliably. We did look at a 22 caliber long rifle kit for 1911s a few years ago, but with our basic system, the 22 just doesn't have the oomph to cycle the bolt, even if
right.
We strip the bolt down some. The 22's just not got a lot of power there, and our basic design requires a fair amount of power for that blow back out action.
So is that sort of the secret to what you to how good MechTech is, because you guys figured out the edge to take it to, as far as we can make it this heavy duty and this robust, but we also it also needs to function. Is that the secret to it?
I'd say you've expressed that very well. Yeah, we know what we work. We know how it works. We know what it works with, and we stick to what we know.
Coming up on the next break, do you want to give out the phone number to MechTech?
Sure. You can reach us at 1-866-433-2122. We're here Monday through Thursday from 7:30 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time.
I know none of you have any unwanted pistols out there, but if you do have a Glock, or if you have a Springfield, or if you have a 1911, and you have a need for a carbine, this is the way to have both. This is the most heavy-duty apparatus of its type out there. I've got a couple of other ones laying around the house. Nothing that's going to last as long as the MechTech. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing Dante Wright, will go to trial on December 6th. Potter and her attorney were informed of the judge's decision in a pretrial hearing on Monday. Prosecutors have charged Potter with second-degree manslaughter after body camera video shows her shooting and killing Wright during a traffic stop last month in Brooklyn Center. Her former chief saying Potter meant to use her taser, but instead grabbed her gun. Vice President Kamala Harris is holding more meetings on the surge at the southern border, opening a session with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Harris saying the U.S. must focus on the root causes of mass illegal immigration to the United States from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, questioning why Harris has not been to the border herself. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Biden administration announced on Monday that about 39 million families will begin receiving monthly child tax credit payments for the first time starting July 15th. The payments are covered by the massive COVID-19 stimulus bill that passed in March. The bill raises the maximum payments families can receive per child this year from $2,000 to $3,600. Families will get monthly payments up to $300 for children under the age of 6 years old and up to $250 for children 6 to 18. According to the IRS, 80% of families will receive that money via direct deposit. The other 20% will get payments by check or debit card. It may be a bit easier to get a tank of gas on the East Coast now that thousands more stations got supplies following last week's shutdown of the nation's biggest pipeline network. Gas shortages in the region are easing up, but many stations are still dry. Fuel outages continue in North Carolina, South Carolina, Maryland, Virginia, and Georgia. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Mark Allred. Mark is the general sales manager at MechTech. And I have a MechTech CCU here, but I was not fully filled in as to how serious a piece of kit this was. And now I'm getting that way, and I'm having a pretty good time getting that way. Among people that carry these, do you have, one of the things I'm always trying to build is, I call it a kit. Mm-hmm. And I call my kit various names, like the Antifa Welcome Wagon Bag.
Oh, right.
This gun, this particular setup, the carbine conversion unit, would be quite at home in that. But then, the problem that I find with some of these things, and I haven't ever asked you this. I didn't even ask you this past week. What kind of third-party support are you getting as far as people building? Or are you building these things in a way to where you don't need specific third-party support? You get pretty good, you make it work pretty good with what you got.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean.
Well,
by
I'm talking about optics, slings, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, we have a supplier that we buy most of our accessories from. We offer iron sights and a red dot. We're about to start offering a sling and a gun case. But we also offer vertical foregrips, sling loops, pads, and we have a supplier based out of Michigan that's been real good to us and has good quality parts. And so they've been a good partner for us. And then we don't own most of our own manufacturing processes. We work with local machine shops around the Flathead Valley here, and there's one over in the Spokane area that we work with that do 95% of our machining. And some of them have been with us, at least one or two of them have been with us since day one.
I can see where that would be working out that way, just simply because of what you've told me that people do. Because I'm trying to figure out how I would design a kit around this. Because mine is mine the executive or the VIP? I always get that mixed up.
The executive.
So the executive has a telescopic stock. It is a full size 16-inch carbine.
Mm-hmm.
And it compacts down to a very small little package.
Right.
But it would need some sort of a special bag to carry it in, and I've been trying to think about what that would be.
Well, we have a lot of the customers that want to carry it in their vehicle or in a go bag. I know I've talked to a lot of preppers, serious preppers over the years working here. A lot of them get that same stock that you've got. That's our telestock. That's the one that we designed and put together ourselves, because it does go into it does when it's collapsed gives you the shortest overall length. And so it is very convenient for backpackers or like I say go bags, special kits that you want to grab and go. And we're going to be offering a gun case that is a normal gun case. Not sure I would call it you could probably use it as an emergency go bag, because it's got big enough pockets that on the front that could take them a little bit extra. But we've had a few customers over the last few months asking about things like that in a sling, so we're going to be adding those probably in the next week or two to our accessory list on our store.
Now I'm just trying to figure out how I want to set this one up, because I want to take it to the limit. Mine is based off of the Glock 17, which I'm using a poly 80 lower on it, which works beautifully. And the good thing about Glock is Glock makes all kinds of magazines for their 9mm double stack. And I've got a whole bunch of 27 rounders and 33 rounders and full bore Glock carbine territory. Which this thing shoots like it's no tomorrow. I mean, it just chews everything up. It does not seem to lend itself too much to stoppages either, which sort of surprises me.
No, I can't say that we never have anybody call that's having some feeding issues, but some of those, you know, are just due to the fact that we're mating one manufacturer's product with another manufacturer's product, and even though we do test shoot everything here two rounds before we send them out, just to see if we can catch something that a customer might, before a customer does. Once in a while, you know, we'll give that call, and we'll work with the customer to make their pistol work. I can't remember having gotten one that we haven't been able to tweak or massage, if you will, so that it's running well for the customer. But, you know, there's just, you know, tolerance differences between their pistol and our pistol. And my little things like that can come up, but they're generally pretty easy to overcome. Most customers never have a problem.
Does anybody ever get out there and say, can you make it with a longer barrel?
No, nobody has ever asked for a longer barrel. But we have, over the years, I've been here a little over 7 years now, we have had people asking about shorter barrels, and we decided last spring to make that happen by going to a 12-inch barrel and putting an arm brace on them. And so we introduced that last September as our PCU, our pistol conversion unit. And so it's our CCU. We just took 4 inches off the barrel and put an arm brace on it to keep it in the pistol category when you put your pistol on it.
And I had a prototype for that for a period of time, but I have sent it back. Can you hang on for a minute, if you would, please, sir, because we're going on into the last break. MechTechSys, MechTechSys.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Mark Allred from MechTech, MechTechSys.com, S-Y-S.com. How are you guys running as far as fulfillment right now? You got them in stock? Does it take a minute or two?
Right now, we're running. On our website, we're saying allow 5 to 7 weeks for delivery. We're still working on the last 6 months have been wonderful for sales. We've sold as much or more as we have in some full years in just in the last 6 months. And so our supply chain, like many, has been affected by, COVID has got supplies bollocked up for most of the last year. And so sometimes getting steel and other raw materials is taking twice as long as it used to. But our vendors are basically doing the best they can to continue putting out quality products. And we've got a little bit of a backlog still, but we're seeing things kind of starting to ease off a little bit sales-wise, and that'll give us a chance to get caught up here. And we're shipping as quick as we can. We're trying to generally able to ship something every day, and our customers have been great. We've had most people understand the situation in the firearm industry these days, and they know
During the break, I was trying to figure out what kind of a Cerakote I might would like to have put on mine. Do you have guys doing that?
Yeah, we've got a company called Stealth Hydrographics here in the Valley that does a great job on all kinds of firearms, and we started working with them last spring. So that's how we offer our Flat Dark Earth, and they are going to get us a set of color chips that they say that they feel are fairly popular, things they see coming in and requests, and so we may start offering more than just Flat Dark Earth. We had one gentleman just order one for his wife for Mother's Day, and her favorite color is purple. So fortunately, they had a nice flat purple color in stock, and so that's on the way to her.
Well, that, you know, that's the whole thing about Cerakote, right? Is making it, taking your weapon and giving it that personal touch.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to try not to get too crazy with it, but we're going to probably pretty soon here in the next few weeks we'll have some color samples on the website people can select.
One thing I'll tell you, one thing for those of you that have never messed with one of these, the MechTech CCU, when you get it, the first thing that you're going to do is when it's shipped to your door and you grab the box and everything, I think most people think it weighs as much as a upper. This weighs more than an upper. I don't know how much, but it weighs more than an upper, and it's quite substantial, and it's quite robust. That's the part about it that makes me, that gets me going, is just the fact that I almost believe I can't break it. But I've never set out trying to break a gun before anyway.
Not usually advisable with firearm.
No.
But certainly if you found yourself in a self-defense situation and you ran out of ammo, grab it by the barrel and swing it like a club. It'll do some damage.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. But I mean, that's sort of the thing. I treat weapons the way I treated weapons when I was in the military. So I don't take them and bury them and expect them to work. Because I never had one accidentally bury itself when I was in the military. You know, so I think I might take a little bit of flack from time to time because I don't do those kind of tests. But I just don't see that happening. I don't see it becoming a thing where it's going to be something that's going to happen enough. But then again, I still think the MechTech unit, I think it could probably take a whole lot of abuse, comparatively speaking, compared to maybe a regular AR-15 type upper.
Well, you know, the blowback action is a lot simpler than an AR action. And to be honest with you, you almost want to run it dry. Sometimes when we get things in for repair, it looks like the user's kind of dipped it in oil. And for a blowback action, too much liquid inside the housing can actually cause a hydraulic action that might slow it down. Plus, you get very much oil into your firing pin, and that just holds on to spent powder and other junk that's flying around in the air. And it can gum up your firing pin. You know, in the Glock manual, Glock tells you don't put any oil in the firing pin. And we have done that in our manual as well. We have a gentleman we kind of sponsor who's a competition shooter out in Georgia. And after every match, he breaks his unit down and he drops the bolt in a jar of mineral spirits for 20 minutes. And then he blows it out. He puts a couple of drops of oil and rubs around on the outside of the bolt channel. And he puts everything back together, and he's never had a malfunction. So a couple of, you know, that's what we've put into our manual. It's a couple of drops of oil on the outside of the bolt, which you can do through the bolt handle and the ejection port. But and don't put any oil inside the action, and that seems to keep it running smoothly.
Interesting stuff. I've never run across a piece of equipment like this that is just this tough and robust. But I have now. As you guys go forward, I know that I'm not going to ask you too much about what you may have coming down the pike. You've already talked about the Smith & Wesson M&P, and that's something you may try to bring on board, and if you can get the prototype out soon enough and test it and run it and everything else. You probably have a very wide-open market still after having been in business for 20-some-odd years, don't you?
Oh, yeah. There's millions of Glocks and 1911s and Springfield XDs and in the future M&Ps out there. And the vast majority of those users don't have our unit yet. And it's a great way to it's a great accessory to add to your pistol. It gives you much more versatility.
It's sort of a force multiplier because it takes the weapon and changes it from something that you have to use only close in, and turns it into something with much more power and range.
Yep.
And if you have the 10mm, you can reach out and touch something, you know, quarter mile away.
Quite a ways out.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. I heard one military guy tell me that a pistol is a tool that you use to fight your way to your rifle. Well, here's the way to turn that pistol into your rifle within about 30 seconds.
Yep, it's not that hard to do. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today and for taking the time to be on the TV show with me last week and everything. And with it, this is just the beginning. This is just as we start. Give my regards to MechTech.
I will do that. Bill, it's always a pleasure visiting with you.
Yes, sir. MechTechSys.com. Go check them out. It's shipped directly to you. Hour number 3 is inbound. When we get back, we're just going to rant a little bit just because we can. This is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.